stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson, and good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday, and the second 2 hours are manhood hours. And the first hour is Black Excellence Hour. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy for those men and women who want to overcome the fallen state. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around and you just got to do what you got to do, but you still will want to listen to the show as it is happening, you can. It's been made possible. You can podcast and then call your phone on the listen line at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And I've said it 1,000 times before, and I'll say it again. And probably say it again if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The sun just coming up and going around the earth real fast. Coming up, going down, coming up, and time is going by, the days, the weeks, the months, the years, is going by like 90, going knows. And the first hour, we take all calls. And because we love the blacks, the first hour of Wednesday show is Black Excellence. That was then when America was America. That's Uda, Flood, and Dr. Liver. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
He black. What the? you don't forget to like these videos. Like. Hit the like button, subscribe, ring the bell. Y'all know what to do. Like, comment, subscribe. A physical battle. There is no love in my country anymore. No love in my country anymore. My country is no longer in tears of thee. It's gone. And it's going to get worse. I got proof. I got proof it's going to get worse. What the? I want you to know, and this I promise you, there's no such thing as a racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allah-u-Abba-ism, Debbie-Dad-ism, white supremacism, or anti-Semitism. No isms, period. It's not isms you been lied to. And I don't blame you that you've been lied to, but I blame you as an adult, male and female, that you don't work to overcome the lie. You can overcome the lie if you want to, but I understand that most people call the lie life, identity. I am it, you say. Amazing, huh? But there are men and women around the world. I talk to them every day, either by counseling or meetings or on the streets, who are truly just didn't know and are truly waking up, working on themselves. And they were like, I just didn't know. And most people don't know. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They are lost. But you don't have to stay lost unless you want to. And to the black people, those who are not working on themselves, because there are even black men and women working on themselves, your battle is spiritual. It's not white people, racism, or any of that stuff. Not at all. You've been lied to. It's not Jim Crow or anything. Isn't that amazing? It had nothing, zero, to do with slavery. It's all a lie. They've been lying to you. And they keep the lie going so that you don't wake up. 888-775-3773. Yesterday at the end of the show, I got a call from a first-time caller from Michelle out of Oklahoma. And Michelle believed that women have love, that mothers have love. And we didn't have enough time to really have a discussion about it, so I asked her to call back today, and I said to her, I will take your call as soon as you call in, because, you know, we ran out of time. So Michelle from Oklahoma, a first-time caller, is here. Michelle, you are on the air.
Hi, brother.
Hey, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today? I like what I just heard. It is a spiritual battle. I couldn't agree more, brother.
Absolutely. It's amazing.
It's crazy. I wish people understood that the word is what gets you through the battle and how we have to test all the fruit of people and others with the word.
What is in the word? So, Michelle, you are a mother.
Yes, sir.
And you're married?
No, I am divorced.
Oh, okay.
For 11 years or so now.
How old are the children?
They're between the ages of 4 and 17.
And you are surprised to find out that you don't have any love. Mothers don't have love?
Well, we might have to agree to disagree on that part. But I thank you for taking my call. I guess our conversation yesterday, and I don't know if it's just because you were running out of time and you maybe I didn't watch everything. It might have been other people you were talking to. And maybe we had a little misunderstanding between each other. And so I'm going to go ahead and apologize ahead of time if there was. But I do believe, yes, and I can't speak for all women. I can't say that all mothers love their kids. There's good mothers out there, and there's mothers that aren't so good. I think we can all agree on that. Is that fair?
No, there's no such thing as a good mother, period.
Okay, well.
Why do you say there are some good mothers?
Well, I guess I'll let me answer your question kind of with another question so I know what kind of ground we're standing on, if that's okay. Do you yourself, I know you believe in God. You sound like you are full of faith in God. Do you believe that his son, Jesus, was his son and was also sinless?
Why do you believe that there are good mothers out there? What's your proof that there are good mothers?
Well, Jesus also had a mother.
Mother. Where is she now?
Well, she's not alive anymore.
She's dead. So where's your proof that there are good mothers out there?
Well, I've seen it. I've seen a lot of wonderful mothers and women. I have encountered wonderful foster mothers at that, and that have their own children that foster others and adopt some of those children. They're very selfless, not selfish. They work. They take care of their kids. They do put their kids first. They're not partying, drinking, doing drugs. They don't mistreat their kids. They're not abusive. They don't talk down to them. And so I've seen good mothers. There's women that I look up to as a good mother for me to strive to be better towards.
Where is proof that there are good mothers out there? I tell you, without a doubt, there's not one good mother. There's no such thing as good mothers. But where's your proof? Give me proof of a good mother that you know.
Well, I don't want to put their name on here.
Right, no, don't put their name. Don't say their name.
I am related. I am related to someone,
there's a good mother out there?
Well, just from what I've seen, even people that I'm related to, I think that people who have been hurt by their own mom or have had bad experiences with women.
What's your proof that there are good mothers out there? Give me proof of a good mother.
How do I give you proof if I am telling you?
If you know that there
I have
are a good mother, tell me, what
it.
Is a good mother?
A good mother loves and provides for their children. They're not harsh. They are patient. They have an understanding that their children are children. And they do what is right. And there's a lot of women out there in the world who you may not have ever met. And I'm guessing that you haven't.
Why do you call those? Why do you call those things good?
Well, because they're definitely not bad.
Why do you call them good?
I call them good because those are the kind of the things that these women I know do. hold the kind of characteristics and couth about them.
Christ said no woman is good. Was he lying?
Can you tell me? I brought my Bible with me today. Can you tell me in scripture where it says that?
It is not even Bible Thumping Thursday. Christ said no.
No, it's not Bible Thumping. But if you're going to quote scripture, I would at least like to be able to look it up. Can you tell me where that's at?
Christ said there's no such thing as a good woman. Is
Christ
lying?
Can you tell me where that is so that I can find it? I don't want to call you a liar. I don't want to disagree with you. But if you're going to say that it is in the Bible, I would like to be able to see it so that I can understand. And if I'm wrong, I wholeheartedly apologize.
Christ said,
Christ
said no one is good. Was he lying?
No one or no woman?
No one is good. Was he lying?
No, we are all born into sin. That's 100%
was Christ lying when he said no one is good?
No, he wasn't lying. We're all
so
born into sin.
So why do you say that there are good mothers then?
Because you just because we are born into sin doesn't make us all evil people. You can be a good person, and I think
Christ said that there's no such thing. Why you say that there is such a thing? Was Christ lying?
I'm not saying that Christ is lying. I asked for some scriptural evidence where God says all women are bad.
He said there's no such thing as a good woman. Let me ask.
Can you answer my question so that I'm not confused?
You think that you are a good woman, good mother?
I very much try to be.
Are you
perfect by any means?
Are you a good mother?
I would like to think that I am, yes.
Are you? Not what
my children tell me that I'm a good mom, and to me that's something.
Are you a good mother?
Yes.
What's good about you?
I take care of my children. I provide for them. I help them. I'm always here for them. I put my children's needs and everything very much before my own. And my children tell me that I'm a good mom.
So you just told me your responsibility as a parent, but you didn't tell me what makes you a good mother. What's good about you?
Well, I don't know how to answer that question without giving you examples of how I show myself to be a good mother to my children.
But being feeding your children, you're supposed to do that. You had them. But that doesn't make you good.
Right, but can we agree that all mothers who have children do not always take care of their kids?
You can go downtown L.A. and Karen Bass will give your children some food, but that doesn't make Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., a good person. So what's good about you? You just told me your responsibility. You had those children. You're supposed to feed them. What's good about you?
Well, I try to be their best friend to the best of my ability. I have to draw a line because I'm also a parent. And so I'm always open. My children come and talk to me about all of their issues or even good things, bad things, and different questions.
So you don't have any example of you being a good person, a good mother.
I think all those characteristics attribute to being a good mother.
That's not good at all. That's responsibility. Physical responsibility.
So can I ask you a question? You have not answered a single one of my questions. Can you tell me what you think a good mother is?
What is a good mother to you?
So that I can understand where you're coming from. I might be confused. I might not understand what you're getting at. And my answers might not be right because you're looking for something that I don't understand what you want. So can you tell me what you think a good mother is?
Yesterday you said that, oh, a good mother would be a mother who had love, and women don't have love.
Okay.
You have no love.
I believe, so hold one second. You are a God-fearing man, correct?
You have no love.
Are you a God-fearing man, sir?
Michelle, do you have love?
You're casting a lot of judgment on somebody that you do not know.
Do
and
you
I'm
have love?
I can be a convert. Yes, sir.
I
yes, sir.
Wrong,
I have love.
It may be
yes,
my
sir.
Fault.
I have love.
You have
so
love.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to get on the same page with you. Yes, sir. I do have love.
Yesterday you said you have anger, too. How can you have love and anger?
Well, because anger, I want to tell you this. I was in my Bible for hours after I got off the phone with you because I had a lot of questions myself after what you said, and I cannot scripturally back that up. Anger is not evil, and in fact, it says, be angry, but do not sin in anger. So anger can be justifiable, but it's what you do with that makes it evil.
So was Christ lying when you said that an angry person is a murderer, is an evil person, and you cannot and do not trust an angry person? Was Christ lying about that one, too?
Well, I can give you a lot of Bible verses.
No, was Christ lying about that when he said that?
Jesus himself got angry?
Michelle.
So does that...
Michelle, was Christ lying when he said, do not trust an angry person?
He's talking about bitterness and malice and a hardening of your heart. Jesus and God
both
get mad.
What's the difference between anger and bitterness?
In the Bible. Jesus and God both in the Bible get angry.
Michelle,
it is righteous anger, but it is still anger.
What's the difference between bitterness and anger?
It's where you hold on to it and you let it harden your heart and you let that anger stay inside you.
And so you believe you can serve evil and good?
I believe that you're contradicting, and I can't get you to do anything in Scripture or answer one of my questions.
I'm asking
and I'm
you
just
a
trying
question.
To not only understand, but I'm also trying to get you to help me be on the same page as you with evidence.
I just gave you evidence. Christ said an angry person is an evil person. And do not
Jesus
trust.
Jesus also looked
do
at people.
Trust,
he also looked at the Pharisees
do not trust
in anger.
An angry person.
He also got so mad at them for what they were doing in the temple that he paused everything to make a whip, and he whipped people, including everything in there, turned the tables
you
over.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Michelle, you have no idea. All you're doing is
I do.
Quote,
that's gospel.
All you're doing is quote the Bible without any understanding at all. You're just words. You have a bunch of words.
No, it's not.
And you're
it
just
is
intellectual
not words.
About
think...
those words, but your heart is still wicked.
Okay. I don't think this conversation's... I believe that you are misleading people and you are leading them away from Christ. You won't even get into the Bible and prove your point to me.
I don't suppose
to
prove
it, but you can't tell me where.
You already said you have anger, and so you're of the devil. And
I'm not an angry person. I can become angry, but that doesn't mean
God.
That I have to let the anger harden my heart. The anger
no,
doesn't
your heart
have to
is hard.
My thoughts, or you don't know who I am.
Did you
You're
obey
just
your husband?
Judgment on somebody. I wanted to have a conversation with you,
did
and
you
I thought
obey,
that because
did
of the
you
end
obey
of the
your
video,
husband?
Yes.
Then why did he leave you then?
I left him.
And why did you leave him if you were obeying him?
He was an abusive drug addict.
Oh, so you drove him to drugs?
To what?
You drove him, did you drive him with your evilness to become a drug addict?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I will be praying for you, brother. And
did
I
you,
hope
Michelle?
That the people listening do not follow
did you, Michelle?
What you're saying. I'm very sorry, sir. I'm gonna go. Michelle, I'm gonna pray for you.
Did you drive
and I'm
him
going to
become
hope
a drug
everybody
addict?
Everybody listening,
Michelle,
opens up their
Michelle,
Bible
did
and
you drive him to become a drug
you
addict?
Won't even
did you
do
drive
it for
him
me?
To become
you
a drug addict,
a
Michelle? And she went.
No, sir, I did not. I am not inherently evil. I did not drive him to.
I bet
any
you he would
that.
Say differently.
I bet you he wouldn't because he's apologized.
I bet you would say differently.
Okay, well, we can agree to disagree.
Do you
and
keep
I pray
his children
the
away from him?
Is lifted from you in Jesus' name.
Do you
name.
Keep his children away from him, Michelle?
No, he doesn't want to see them. He
oh,
has
Lord,
not
that's
seen
not
them
true.
Since we divorced.
That is not true.
You don't know, and you're calling me a liar.
He doesn't
want to
see
the spirit
you.
Of judgment leaves you.
Michelle,
in
he
Jesus
doesn't
name, want to
see
amen.
You. But he want to see his children. Hello? 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 It's me. I remember when we was together. Michelle hung up. What the? The devil ran. Michelle, I wish you well, though. She ran, but I wish her well. 888-7753-773. Samuel is a first-time caller out of Australia, her around the world. Samuel, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you, buddy?
All is well.
You're all well?
All is well.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. I've got my international roaming. I've only got a couple minutes, so I want to get to it if that's okay.
Yes.
All right. I've just got a bit of a moral predicament and some advice that I'm also looking to get from you about. So I've got a buddy who is having a child, and he's going to name his child the same name as a transgender adult performer, entertainer. He doesn't know that now, but, you know, I'm just wondering if it's going to be a problem, and it could lead down lots of stuff, I think. Should I tell him?
Why are you concerned about what someone else named their children?
Why am I concerned about what someone else names their children? It's my best friend, and
but
so
it's you,
I'm
not your child.
About,
your
I
best.
Care about his. I care about his life. His first child is a God child of mine.
But why do you care about his life?
Because I love him.
If you loved him, you would not care about his life. You're not responsible for his life. You're only responsible for your life. And because you have this false love, you're trying to tell him how to live.
No, not tell him how to live. I'm wondering if I should let him know some information, or if I should leave it up to chance. And I'm just wondering if I could avoid some future
problems.
Well, if he's
your best friend, you should have already said, "Oh, you're gonna name your child." As a...
I've never called in before. I'm calling in because I just learned from someone else.
Well, if he's your best friend, you should have gone right to him, especially if you love him.
Okay, that's good to know.
You should let somebody else talk about your best friend, and you don't tell them to go to him, or you go right to your best friend. That's what love is. And you go to him without judging.
Because I was sort of weighing up. I'm weighing up the reality of the situation, whether or not if you thought it was likely to come to fruition that it has a cause and effect sort of mechanism wherein he, because if we were younger, I feel like he possibly has
hold
some
on, Samuel.
Tendencies.
Hold on, let me take a quick break. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. I got to take a quick break. The music's playing. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Like the videos, all right? Subscribe and ring the bell, whatever. I do shout-outs for you, personal shout-outs. Whatever the occasion is, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement. And the people love the shout-out. They're like, Jesse, Jesse. And some people have been doing for a father or a mother or wife or even for themselves every year, around birthday times as well. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You may only need one session, two at best. But some people want to come back off and on, hey, just to follow up. If you want counseling anywhere in the world, individual or family counseling, go to by phone, Skype, or in-house. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. All right. I want to go quickly back to Australia and talk to Samuel. And Samuel found out that his best friend, of whom he loved, is naming his upcoming baby after a transgender, according to Samuel. He wanted to know, should he tell him that this person is a trans, he's using a transgender name. Am I right, Samuel?
You are correct, and I've had a second to sort of collect myself with what my true concerns are.
Okay.
Now, I'm concerned that it could destroy this family if his wife found out that he was naming the child after this.
And why would that destroy the family?
Well, that destroy the family. Because he's naming his daughter after an adult performer. His wife is his Christian, heavily Christian family, very strict, and it's nonsense Puerto Rican wife who is not going to be happy if she ever finds out. His wife is Puerto Rican, and his children.
And he's white?
He is.
What the? But why would that destroy the family? Everybody got names after somebody that's doing whatever they do in life. Why would a name destroy the family?
Well, I'm not sure if he knows as of now, but if he finds out and does some digging, I'm worried that he might follow some possible proclivities that he has, possibly, that might show up again and go down some dark, he might go down some rabbit holes and end up watching some videos.
And why are you concerned, worried about someone else's life?
Just, you know, the way I am. I think it's the way I am.
Are you God?
No, I don't think I can.
Are you a Christian?
Make any decisions or I don't cast any judgment.
Are you a Christian?
Yes. Look.
God doesn't
religion.
Worry about anyone else's life.
I'm not part
why do you?
Because I'm not him.
But you're his son, right?
I am. Well, one of many. I'm his child.
Right.
The kingdom is inside.
So let me ask. You're saying your friend is going to name his child a transgender person's name, right?
Yes, someone whose job it is to do acts physical without clothing on.
But this friend of yours doesn't even know this transgender person.
He might know.
So he might know the name of the transgender person?
Should I just go straight to his Puerto Rican wife?
He might. Let me ask first, and then that's an interesting question. So you're saying he might know the name of the transgender person?
It's possible from other things that I know about him. It's possible that he might.
So is this person a transgender adult performer or just a transgender?
Adult performer.
A transgender adult performer, right?
Adult film star.
Right.
From what my other friend who told me the information.
Okay.
I didn't even want to look it up. I just looked it up to confirm.
So he's a transgender adult performer, right?
Yeah. It goes by she, but yeah.
Right. And if you ask, should I go to his wife? Did you say that?
Yeah, I did. That was
why would you go to his wife instead of going right to your friend?
Because maybe she would know how to talk to him about it better. It's their family. It's not my family is why. I would rather not know if he is doing it as a honor or an homage to one of his favorite stars or something.
I don't understand what you're saying, Samuel. So,
what if he's a fan? I'm worried. Now I'm thinking, what if he's a fan?
Well, when you're doing all this thinking about your friend rather than going to your friend, who it sounds like he just may be using a name, he's naming his child and have no idea a transgender had his name. He just may be doing that. But even if he's not, why would you go to his wife? Knowing that you're not supposed to ever, 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 ever tell a woman your personal problems.
That's a good point, Jesse.
No, that's a good question.
Actually, well, good question. The question still makes a point on its own, I think. Yes.
Why would you go to this man's wife and tell her all these things about him, naming his and a transgender person?
Not about
him. Why would you do that? Run the risk of destroying his marriage.
I'm not running the risk of that. I'm worried that if it gets named, if the name happens and then future reality
would you go to his wife with that?
I don't think that I would, Jesse. I don't think I would.
I think it
was a hypothetical.
You said, should I?
Should I? I was just seeking some advice. Which you have clearly have an opinion on, which I'm glad that it's a clear opinion, so I can have some solace in making that decision to go straight to him.
But why would that even be a decision? If he's your best friend, whom you love, and he's going to name his baby after a transgender, which is everybody named after somebody that's doing something wrong.
I guess.
Why would you not go right to your friend?
I guess I will.
But why not? Why are you pondering that?
Because I have self-doubt. I'm not a fully formed. I don't always. I seek guidance, wisdom from other people that I find that I think might have some key to life,
some insight
I might be
think
lacking.
Think about that. Samuel from Australia has a best friend of whom he said he loved, right?
Correct.
And you just found out, and this best friend is about to make a baby, his wife about to have a baby. He's gonna name his baby a certain name, and then somebody else call you up and say, oh, he's gonna name his baby after a transgender. And you think there's a problem. First of all, I don't even know why you're that concerned about it and why you need to tell him anything.
I told you why.
I'm sorry?
I told you both of those. I told you both of those answers at the beginning.
Why are you so concerned about it?
Yeah, I'm essentially part of the family. I want the best for it.
But if you wanted the best for it, you would go to the friend. If you gotta say something.
Good. That was the question. So that's what you could. That's good. I think that you've answered my question, and I thank you for it humbly.
You're right, but I would like to understand, because I'm black and slow. Why is that a second thought? Why is that a second thought if you should go to your best friend or not? Why is there a hesitation or even a second thought about that?
Because I often misstep in this life, and I would prefer, I like to think before I speak, and if I think that there's someone who might be of assistance and I have access to that someone, perhaps, you know, I would use that resource to inform my next.
I know, but why do you need a resource to talk to your best friend?
Well, I don't usually, but I do when it's more of a permanent, serious situation, or, you know, something that you must understand.
No, I don't understand why you have a best friend that you love, and you hesitate to go and talk to him about anything.
Do you have a best friend?
No.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why? Let me say this because of time. If you love your best friend, Samuel, and you say he is your best friend, you go to your friend and say, oh, I hear you naming your baby a drag queen name. Oh, I mean, a transgender name.
Yeah. Okay, good.
No.
Thank you so much.
Don't do it. Don't do it because I said it. I'm asking.
I'm not doing it because you said it.
If he is a best friend, I don't understand the hesitation.
But it also, taking advice now that I know you don't have a best friend, advice about best friends is becoming more irrelevant.
I have truckloads of best friends, Samuel. I'm just playing with you.
Oh, you're playing. Okay. You play nice, please.
Sammy, I got to
run. You're the man. Hey, I appreciate your time, all right?
Yeah, if you love your friend, you will be honest with your friend and not go to his wife.
No, never, Jesse. I appreciate your time.
All right, bud, I wish you well.
I wish you well.
Thank you, Sammy.
All right, bless you.
You too. 888-775-3773. It's Black Echelon. And before I go back to your calls, and I will, I got to give you examples of black excellence. I haven't done it yet, and time going by, like, not even going, no. from Grok. This is an example of black excellence. This is a video from Dallas, a Dallas restaurant. It shows a woman repeatedly declaring Dallas, Texas is segregated from X.
We don't smoke.
I'm just telling
you. So you're saying you can't serve us because of why?
I can't smell you. I can't serve you because I smelled it when
Do you
when
smoke?
Came into the
Do you
restaurant.
Smoke? Do you smoke? I don't smoke.
I can only go off of
You're
the
going off of what? You're going off of what? You're going off of what's your name? What's your name? Tell me your name. And you're discriminating.
I'm not.
We do not smoke. No one here smokes. So now you can't serve us because we smell like smoke?
I'm coming to you calmly and telling you that I can't serve because I can smell marijuana and I won't be serving another alcohol beverage. Yes.
Okay.
Amazing. That female, the black female, is using her loud voice and words as a weapon. The one thing I can promise you and not doubt, whenever people get loud and they get angry and they start carrying on, they're using words as a weapon. Unless they're those mothers who are like, oh, no, baby. Mommy love you, baby. Your daddy did that. Oh, come and let mama feed you. That's a weapon, too. Words are used as weapons. And it protect the darkness that hovers over this world. And so how kind the white lady was trying to be with her, and she's using her weapon, the black female. Isn't that amazing? Here's a video of a southern black female placing her order at Red Lobster restaurant from X.
I want the shrimp alfredo with extra shrimps. Can they put the jumbo shrimps in my shrimp alfredo?
Which, like the grilled shrimp?
No, the regular shrimp.
Yeah, it comes with shrimp in it.
I know, baby, I eat here all the time. But I'm talking about, can they put some extra shrimp in it? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I can add extra shrimp.
Okay, add extra shrimp, baby. All right. Okay, and give me, I got shrimp alfredo, I got my scampi shrimp, good and hot. Okay, I get one more side, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me, okay, Harry.
Hello? How are you ordering?
Go ahead and order. Take her while I'm talking to Uncle Harry.
Black excellence. What's wrong with the blacks? What a mess. Go ahead, babe. Uncle Harry on the phone. Go ahead. Let me talk to Uncle Harry. What a mess. Black excellence. This is a result of forced integration. Grok, if you think that's something, and it is, Grok is reported that a fight broke out over the weekend at a McDonald's. I used to say McDonald's. What the and then hate? Are you white? It's McDonald's. So this fight broke out, according to this report, at McDonald's in Manhattan, New York, with young people throwing chairs and things. Watch this from X. Black excellence. Black excellence. This is due to slavery. This is diversity. This is affirmative action. This is DEI. This is Madami. Because he's a socialist, according to reports. No public report indicates that anyone was arrested in connection with this Pacific incident. Of course not. They're black. That's in New York. And Madami is going to give them free food or cheap food. One other quick black excellence. Fox 13 out of Memphis. A bar and a lounge called Privé is now requiring guests be 30 and older. Fox 13, Memphis.
Being 21 still isn't old enough to get into certain restaurants here in Memphis. Here at Privé, a new sign says you have to be 30 years or older just to get inside.
That's where you need to be right now.
30 and up. That's what a sign reads on a Memphis restaurant, Privé. For more than a decade, it has welcomed people 21 and older. But this week, they're saying, after a certain time, only people of ages 30 and up can enter, stating it was a way to, quote, enhance the dining experience. In the past, Fox 13 has covered violent incidents outside the restaurant, one of the more notable ones from 2023, where two people were killed during a shooting. Memphis Police Department says in the last year, there have been 13 different incidents reported to them involving that location. It's not been confirmed if the restaurant made their decision based on those incidents. We did reach out to them, but have not heard a response at this time. But people say they have seen violence mostly in the younger crowds there.
Start arguing in there, but when they get outside, that's when it all go down.
The new age rule has sparked a lot of attention on social media. People agreeing with this change. Some saying they may need to raise the age to 35 and 40 up.
Our older crowd are kind of laid back. They're chill. They're not with all the riffraff. So it'll be kind of good. Yeah.
Amazing. Memphis is a mess. And to the blacks, you're never going to get better. Every generation will get worse until you return to the Father. Until you overcome the resentment of your mothers who has knowingly or unknowingly recreated you in her image. As long as you have that anger, diversity programs, DEI, affirmative action, blaming white folks, voting for these stupid black people to represent you in government or anywhere else, it's not going to change it. No money, no nothing is going to change this. You must return to the Father, black men and women. Your problem is a heart problem. You have no love. So you must forgive your mothers by realizing you're wrong for resenting them. They can help themselves. And forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And I promise you, your whole life will change because the love will take over your life. Nothing else can do it. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls. The hate news done by the American Anchor Baby Car. Beta Back is out again today.
So, Beta. Here's what I recommend.
Back in a moment.
I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
We'll be right back. an excellent first hour of Black Excellence with Jesse Lee Peterson. Manhood Hours coming up. That's two of them. Okay, don't go anywhere. Callers and all that, 888-775-3773. A little bit of news for you before we get into the second hour. And a little update on those Tuesday primaries. Everybody went to vote. Where did it all end up? How far did the far left go? Voters headed to the polls Tuesday in several key states, delivering some notable primary outcomes ahead of the November midterms. In Minnesota, progressive candidate Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan defeated moderate Representative Angie Craig in the Democratic primary for the open U.S. Senate seat. A clear win for the party's left wing. Flanigan will face Republican Michelle Tafoya in the general election. So far, only ladies, only women's names. For governor, Senator Amy Klobuchar cruised to the Democratic nomination, while House Speaker Lisa DeMuth beat MyPillow founder and Trump-backed Mike Lindell on the Republican side. That matchup guarantees Minnesota will elect its first woman governor this fall. Whichever way it goes, Minnesota will have its first woman governor. In Connecticut, incumbent Governor Ned Lamont easily won the Democratic primary for a third term. And what they're calling a bigger surprise, former Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin ousted longtime U.S. Representative John Larson in the first district Democratic primary. And in Wisconsin, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley scored a narrow upset victory over Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong in the Democratic primary for governor. Crowley will face Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany in November. Those are the major results from yesterday's primaries, with a little bit of wins from the, they'll call far left, progressive left, and some from the establishment and all that, okay, in a split, what you could call a split in the Democratic Party, establishment moderate, they call him, David Crowley, narrowly, like I said, defeated Francesca Hong, giving centrists, they call them the centrist in this one, a key win in the battleground state. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, it was Governor Peggy Flanigan who was the who beat the moderate Representative Angie Craig. And that's a victory, let's say, for the far left. Interestingly, the two states where the progressive candidates saw opposite outcomes this week look quite differently demographically. Wisconsin, smaller, about 6 million people, significantly less diverse, where Francesca Hong was narrowly defeated by the moderate candidate. They're saying Republicans are leaning into Islamophobia. Articles coming out saying as such, as more Muslim candidates rise in the Democratic politics, Republican leaders are escalating their rhetoric against them. New York Mayor Zora Mamdani, California Representative Latifa Simon, and Michigan's Abdul El-Sayed, who won his Democratic Senate primary last week and could become the first Muslim U.S. senator, have drawn sharp criticism from the right. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville called El-Sayed a terrorist. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said Mamdani and El-Sayed hate Christians and want Sharia law. President Trump said Monday that we have jihadists being elected all over the place. Many Republicans have begun referring to El-Sayed by his full name, Abdul Rahman Mohammed El-Sayed, a tactic critics say is meant to portray non-white politicians as outsiders. El-Sayed responded, "My name is not the reason you can't afford groceries." This builds on years of attacks against Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. New York Times noted anti-Muslim rhetoric has become increasingly normalized within the GOP. Whatever will they do? New amazing details on that Trump plane switch and the president's own confirmation, and they're all emerging about this dramatic security operation last month. President Trump left a NATO summit in Ankara, Mesi, Turkey. He publicly boarded the older Air Force One in full view of the cameras before moving to this cart. Reports of the threat of a shoulder-mounted missile. Could you imagine that? Anyways, that's the news. Hour two, Jesse Lee Peterson, Manhood Hour, coming up. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? An amazing question for an amazing reason. Know thyself. Moses, no.
Abraham,
no. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about, that wasn't Moses, that was Abraham. Nick already told me there. If you're out and about and you still want to listen to the show while you run around, you can do it by, you can podcast and listen on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It is Wednesday. And every second hour, second and third hour of the show on Wednesdays is about rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man, the order of God, God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children, if there are children. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Life is worse without your mama.
Is that working out okay?
Yeah.
Yesterday, she was one of the top officials at the Mount Vernon Police Department. Tonight, Jennifer Lackard being walked in handcuffs out of Bronx Precinct. Police say Lackard's son opened fire on a crowd before fleeing in a car. According to sources, Lackard was behind the wheel.
Motherly love.
Don't be weird about this.
All right, guys, this is a very vulnerable post for me.
Even though I know all of you will be.
So, if you're going through a hard time and you're struggling, just know you're not alone. And, like, I know things will get better, but it's been really hard.
You're not alone. I am in misery, too. Just the other day. What a mess! I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. always love my mama. She brought me in this world. A mama's love is so special. It's the kind of love that will kill you and send you to hell. A mother's love, amazing. A spiritual battle. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. Charles, you are on the air.
Hello, 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 Brother Jesse.
Hey, Charles. Happy Men History Month.
Happy Men History Month. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice.
Right on. Thank you, man. You too.
Yep. I just called it for me and you on your good speech, and I'll let you know that I did get my silver coin.
You have?
Got it the very next day I talked to you.
Right on. Congratulations. Yep, you have the silver coin. Here's what he's talking about, folks. We have 200, we are celebrating America 250 years, and they have my face on silver coin. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
I don't think they can find
it. I got it as a gift, Jess.
Right on.
I got it as a gift, and I give it, save it, and give it to my grandchildren.
Right on, man. That is deep. Something that they can invest in.
Yeah, investment. Yeah, I thought about when you said investment. So it won't go away. You know, it'll be there. It'll be there. So I'm going to give it to them. They're young. They're 12 and 14.
Right on.
I got an older one. She's like 25. She's grown. But, I got it, and I appreciate it. And thanks for all you're doing, man. And I appreciate how you take time with people, even though you don't have much time that you probably want. But you take time and get your point across, and bring people back to the Father.
It's all about loving the Father. Return to the Father.
Return to the Father.
Yeah.
And each caller, you spend time with them. Even though, like I said, you don't have the time you probably want, but you take out the time and get them back to the Father.
Right
and
on.
I appreciate you about that, homeboy. Yep.
Thank you,
appreciate
Charles.
You
thank you for your support. And congratulations on the silver coin. And Charles and I grew up in Sweet Home, Alabama. As a matter of fact, married to my first girlfriend's sister. It's all in the family.
It's in the family, man. We small world, they say. I don't care what they say. Just you're all right with me.
Right on, brother.
Right on, brother.
Thank you, Charles.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay, I'll talk to you later, yeah?
All right. Amazing. Nothing like a homeboy from Russell County, Alabama. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. We love you in the summer and the fall. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. But you just can't play no ball. Amazing. So here is the silver coin that Charles was talking about. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. And we, 800-411-2663. Or you can go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? And they're going fast. We only had 250 because that's the celebration of America, 250 years of existence. So hurry, hurry, hurry. And don't blame me if you wait too late. It won't be my fault. I never will forget. It is I'm being told what'd you say? 1 ounce of commemorative fine silver. Thank you, dear. He black. 1 ounce of commemorative fine silver. You can't go wrong with that. Haken's not here again, though he's not here, which you don't know. He is still working. Right here, he's not in the building on the show, but he's working. So We wish him well. Amazing, huh? Let me go to Dennis out of Illinois. Dennis, you are on the air.
Jesse Peterson.
Hey, Dennis.
I love that, Dave.
Happy Men's History Month, Dennis.
Same to you, my friend. Jesse, I have a question, actually a comment and a question. I'm a firm believer in the fact that a woman does not have the right to choose. And what I don't understand, Jesse, is all this abortion stuff, all these years I've been hearing about, I have never had anybody talk about a man's right to choose. About a man's right to choose.
Well, in this here old world, because men are sons of God, even though they've been turned away, they've turned away from him. Some have turned back. Men are hated because they are sons of God. And so the devil, who the ruler of this world, the devil, he uses women and the courts and everything, the children and everything to destroy or attempt to destroy the man. Because who he represents.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. I wish there were 150 million more Jesses out there, but I thank God for the one we've got.
Amazing. Well, it's a spiritual battle, as you know, and unless women, men and women, return to the Father, they would never know what the truth is, and they would never have love. They would only have hate.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to bring up also, the amazing, amazing thing is every time you ask somebody a question, they never answer you directly. You have to ask it over and over and over, and they still won't give you a direct answer. That really amazes me. I've been listening to you off and on for like 20, 30, however long you've been on. I'm 83 now, and I still can't believe how people can't answer a simple question when you ask it.
It's amazing. They don't want to. Because the truth may make them free, and they're not ready to be free.
Yeah. They want to hang on to the misery. Yeah.
Thank you, Dennis. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, my friend.
All right. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse Super.
Super Chats.
Couple of Super Chats here, some from yesterday that we didn't get to. We appreciate y'all. Nikki already shared his funny story about the donkey yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate Thank you, that. Nikki. Amazing.
Red Smurf says, amazing, Jesse. Please give a shout out to my son, Nomi, and remind him, please, who BLM is founded by.
Nomi. Shout out to Nomi. From what I read and what they said, a bunch of fat black lesbians who hate God, who hate the nuclear family. They said it, not me. What the? Shout out.
Charles with a coffee says, if you ever want to test your thoughts, be inside an MRI machine for 20 minutes.
Amazing.
Wayne from Texas.
Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah, Wayne from Texas with a biblical question response.
Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice?
He says, Jesus requires both mercy to others through forgiveness and sacrifice of self through death of the ego.
Thank you. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creed don't rise. Thank you.
Red Smurf says Australia is getting very close to UK 2.0.
It's happening in all the other white countries. It's a shame, but is happening right in front of your face. What a mess. Thank you.
Red Smurf with another one says, this caller giving off beta vibes. That was yesterday. Who knows who it was?
Yeah. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy with a rumble rant. Jesse, how do I send you news articles? God bless and happy Country Line Tuesday. You can email producer@jesseleepeterson.com.
Producer@jesseleepeterson.com. Thank you.
Turd to the game with a super chat says, my mother was good. She gave up on me at 15 and a half years old.
Amazing. Oh, we love my mama.
C-Bill with the coffee says, Jesse, on yesterday's show with that board member voting 701 in favor of the Islamic Center, I strongly believe most of these people are corrupt, bought and paid for by CARE, Center of American Islamic Relations. We need to check their banking accounts.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that America is making a horrible mistake, creating a nightmare by allowing these Allahu Akbar people to come here and get involved in our government, set up shops in your neighborhoods and do all that. If you doubt me, look at the UK. It's a perfect example of what is happening to America. Thank you.
Eugene with the coffees says, good morning, Jesse and crew.
Good morning.
Roland Roro, welcome to the JLP show members. The Great White, I think.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate your membership.
I think this one's from the Great White Pope. Happy belated White History Month.
July is White History Month, and we celebrated our ninth year of White History Month in July. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Aries One with the massive amount of gold pills, a whole bunch of them. Appreciate that. Marcus.
Thank you.
Marcus with a super chat says, Luke 18:19, why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. Meaning women, men, mamas, fathers, everybody, lady. I rest my case.
I rest my case. Even Jesus said, don't call me good. And the people now call him God. What the?
Divine.
Amazing.
JV the Great with a super chat says, how does he even know that it's the name of a transgender entertainer?
No. But my only thing about that caller is that, and I wish him well, is that he said this man is his best friend of whom he loved. Why can't you go right to your best friend in private and say, hey, buddy, I just found out, I heard that you about to name your baby after a transgender adult dancer and leave it up to him. Why can't you go right to your best friend? Maybe there's more to the story than what he was able to say. I'm starting to think that. But I know all thoughts are all lies all the time. But thank you.
I was wondering if it was just like a common name, like Michelle. It's like, how about just never say anything?
I know.
Let her have a common name. Marcus with a super chat. Hey, Jesse, at my bar/club, you got to have a 750 credit score to enter. No exemptions. So you qualify, I think, because you black.
And I'm slow. Thank you.
CB with the super chat says, Michelle is just like her mama.
Oh, we love my Michelle ate up all the ribs. What the?
And he says one more. Samuel from Australia, one word, beta.
Maybe more to the story than what Samuel wanted to say on the air, and I do understand that. It sounded like there was something else going on because he was concerned. He said that he was concerned that his friend may get into that or something. Something like that. But I wish Samuel well. All the way from Australia. Let me know how it goes, Samuel. Thank you.
Amazing. And that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I think that I have this taste for some shrimps. I have this amazing taste for some shrimp. I think I'm going to go over to Red Lobster, and order me some shrimp. And here's how I'm going to make that request from X.
I want the shrimp alfredo with extra shrimps. Can they put the jumbo shrimps in my shrimp alfredo?
Which, like the grilled shrimp?
No, the regular shrimp.
Yeah, it comes with shrimp in it.
I know, baby, I eat here all the time. But I'm talking about, can they put some extra shrimp in it? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I can add extra shrimp.
Okay, add extra shrimp, baby. All
right.
Okay, and give me, I got shrimp alfredo. I got my scampi shrimp, good and hot. Okay, I get one more side, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me Uncle Harry.
Hello? Are you ordering?
Go ahead and order. Take her while I'm talking to Uncle Harry.
I think she said, she can I get some jumbo shrimp in my lobster sauce thing, whatever.
I eat all the time, baby. I'm talking about the jumbo shrimp.
And you said she had that old-fashioned phone.
That phone was making me laugh extra, too. It's just like this flip phone with this like old classic ringtone all loud, like ding-a-ding, ding-a-ding. Let me talk to Uncle Harry.
And it's all loud. Uncle Harry, baby, go ahead. Let me talk to Uncle Harry.
She's at home.
I like those flip phones because they're smaller. And they're not all complicated like these iPhone things.
Yeah, I used to have those.
Yeah. I say bring back.
Motorola Razr.
Bring it back. What a mess. This anchor, news anchor lady, according to a report, is having some issues with being a mother and working as a TV news anchor person. Did y'all hear about this? He had to bring back this order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman. A woman has no business leaving a man's children at home and going to work. Zero. There's no love. It's about self and not about love. They pretend they love you. They say they love you. How come mothers think, not all, because there are mothers who are waking up now. Prior to waking up, they thought in the darkness. But why do mothers think that because they feed their children, they house them, they clothe them, that's love? Why do they call that love? A physical duty is called love. I don't understand that. Can somebody help me? That's not love. Newsmax is reporting that a Memphis TV anchor, Dominique Dillon, recently went viral for getting caught dozing off during a live broadcast.
To make all of this happen. Let's turn to the forecast. We have a heat advisory for parts of Northwest Mississippi this morning, but meteorologist Brittany DeBose, she shares more.
You look like a perfect little angel taking a little nap.
Okay, sleeping beauty over here. It is time for Sunshine Snap.
She was knocked out, according to a report. Let me see that again. That happened real fast. You're going to see the black female look like she's sleeping on the job while doing a live show.
To make all of this happen.
There she is.
Let's turn to the forecast. We have a...
Amazing. The Memphis TV anchor joined Wake Up America after going viral and shared how she's balancing early morning with childhood.
They relate to you.
Yeah, there's so many mothers who have reached out and they've given me encouraging words and they've told me they understand, they've been there, they've been in the trenches of having, you know, an 8-month-old and a 2-year-old at the same time, and then still trying to give their all at work as well. So it's just great to have people rally around me and let me know that they understand.
Because it happens, and it's so relatable, whether you're a working mom or all of us, but especially working mamas, and you're getting up at, 3 a.m.? I mean,
earlier
how do you
than
do
that.
It?
My alarm starts going off at 1:30 in the morning.
What a mess. And look how they're making up excuses. The mind is a terrible thing to save. It always make up excuses. Oh, you did this because you're a mom. You're a working mom. Although, look like she had 2 kids or so. You're a working mom. The mind make up excuses to keep you behind that wall of thoughts. if she's a mother with children, she should be at home. That's what real love is. I want to know what love is. What a mess, huh? It's a spiritual battle. And it's getting worse. It is not getting better. Until we come back to the laws of God. In the beginning, there was the law. And the law was God. And the law was with God. And the law was made for the flesh. It was put into our hearts. To love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, zero else. And to love your enemies. Pick up your cross and follow Christ. And your whole world will change. You need love. There will be no more excuses. No more victims. No more hate. It's unfortunate that if I use this word for conversation purposes, it's unfortunate most people are never going to wake up. They love their misery. They love their blames. They love their jealousies. They love their thrills of gossiping and hating others and resentment and fear. They love it. They call that life. Hey, look, I'm alive, they say. I have anger. And Jesus was angry. Jesus was real mad, they say. He turned over the tables, they say. They love that. They don't want to change. I dare you to try to change me. I love my misery. I love my suicidal thoughts, they say. That's my identity. That's my identity. That's my treasures. You're asking me to give up my treasures and follow Christ? Are you crazy? I'm not going to give up my treasures of anger. I'm not going to give up my treasures of emotions, so-called good or bad. I'm not going to give up my treasures of worshiping other people. I'm not going to give up my treasures of fear and loneliness, they say. I'm not giving up my treasures of comparing myself to others, they say. I'm not giving up my treasures of trying to be like others, be ambitious. You're telling me not to be ambitious? Uh-uh. I'm not giving up my treasures and follow Christ. What the? You're asking me to give up my treasures of resentment, of hate, and follow love? Who will I be if I don't judge you? If I don't resent you and myself, who will I be if I took a vacation away from my false self? What the? I gotta take a break already. When I come back, your phone call, super chats, and back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, And through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. No hate report today. Hake is out again. Again. He may have a beta back, but he's still working. Right now, he's working on the show. You can't keep a good man down. But there is the anchor baby. Not only is the anchor baby in studio doing the hate news, super chats, preparing for his show, which is at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby. At putting together these videos that you're seeing, energy given to him by God. And there's no stopping him. One monkey don't stop the American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then at 2 p.m. today, a brand new episode on Punchy TV with Bill. A live episode so you can tune in, you can call in, and you can super chat Bill. At 2 p.m. today on Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. And last but not least for now, a brand new episode of the FatherState.TV on Friday, if the Lord is willing. I had an amazing conversation with Savannah Craven, and Savannah is a pro-life activist and the host of Her Patriot Voice.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I'm proud to be an American. I love being an American. These radical ideas that the left is pushing, they hate America, and they have no idea how good they have it.
A lot of the protesters, they're out there protesting, and they don't know why.
People want to feel included, and they're not pushed to think and answer things for themselves, because there's nothing in our laws written that you can't be black, that you can't be a woman, and you can't be gay, or all three of those things.
It was an amazing discussion, and you're going to love it. This Friday at 11 a.m., and you can support the FatherState.TV by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Before I go to your calls and your super chats, I want to give you another example of a lost world. And it's going to get worse. Because when you're lost, you can't see. And everything you do is wrong. A blind person cannot do right. He has to come into the light. It's up to you. Walk by the light walk in the light. But majority of people around the world, not just in America, my country, refuse to walk in the light. I tell people all the time, hey, do the silent prayer, forgive. You got to forgive in order to enter into this new world. There is a new world, a new way of living. The real world is within. The fake world is without. But most people love the fake world, the world that's here today and gone tomorrow. So as a result of being lost, all kind of mess is happening in my country and around the world, but in my country. NBC News is reported. An Atlanta area female says a mishandling tissue sample led to a misdiagnosis of aggressive uterine cancer from Fox 5 Atlanta.
It was days where I started feeling suicidal.
Cassandra Barksdale says she was staring her own mortality in the face when doctors at Kaiser Permanente's Southwood location diagnosed her with an advanced case of endometrial uterine cancer last March.
I started researching it because when I researched it, it said that I have up to 5 years to live. I had to contact my kids to let them know that I have 5 years to live and I'm going to die because I have aggressive cancer. I started contacting other attorneys to try to get trust funds so that way I could leave my house in a trust for my kids.
Ms. Barksdale said those adult sons spiraled into a deep depression while she went in for a complete hysterectomy, removing her uterus, cervix, ovaries, fallopian tubes, and four lymph nodes. For 4 months, she lived in fear and dread, waiting to hear back. Finally, she got a corrected diagnosis in September.
Administrators from Kaiser Permanente met with her, and they told her that the sample from the biopsy that was initially labeled as hers was actually the tissue of another patient. Ms. Barksdale never had high-grade endometrial uterine cancer. Her surgical treatment for cancer was unnecessary.
Attorneys say this medical mix-up never should have happened.
Amazing, huh? The one interesting thing about this story, had that woman not overreacted to that news, it sounded like it was false news, according to the report. But had she never overreacted to it, she would not have had those suicidal thoughts. She would not have been feeling the way she felt about the situation. But overreacting created all these false images. Isn't that amazing? But you tell people don't overreact, they don't believe that. What do you mean don't overreact? I got to overreact. I'm an emotional person. There's nothing wrong with emotions. Emotions are natural. Emotion means that I'm a human, they say. But what a mess, huh? Over at Kaiser, according to this story. Tell us somebody they're going to die. You just got to die. What a mess. And guess what else? According to Kaiser Permanente, this is from their, I guess, website. Kaiser is number one on Diversity, Inc. Number one on Diversity, Inc. Inc.'s top 50 companies for diversity. Isn't that amazing? Now you see why these kind of things can happen? Not on the best man that's qualified for the job, but male or female or color. They are the number one on the Diversity Inc. top 50 company for diversity. I think Nick or one of you guys got something to read there. Am I?
No, I think you read it. That's pretty much it. Kaiser Permanente has an ethnically and racially diverse workforce with nearly 60% of its staff identifying as people of color.
Wow. Remind me not to go to Kaiser.
I'm going to keep shopping.
60% of Kaiser's workforce, according to Kaiser website, are people of color. Oh, not qualified people, but of color. Well, no wonder then. 60%. Not qualification, but color. That's amazing to me. Whatever happened to may the best man win? What happened to my country that is not based on qualification anymore? Oh, you're trying to please people. This is what you get. Inside Edition is reporting. OnlyFans model stabbed her boyfriend inside a Miami high-rise back in 2022.
What a difference time behind bars can make. This is the model accused of stabbing her boyfriend to death. And this is 30-year-old Courtney Clenny in her heyday, a glamorous blonde who was raking in the big bucks as a model posing for photos on the OnlyFans website. But today, in a plea deal, Clenny pleaded guilty to manslaughter with a deadly weapon for the slaying of her boyfriend, Christian Obumseli, at their posh Miami apartment in 2022. Clinny's parents sat in the courtroom. The victim's family members were also in court, and one of them read a statement from his grieving mother.
That was the darkest day of my life. And the darkness continued to unfold as I learned Christian had been killed by his girlfriend, Courtney Clenny, someone he had trusted and loved.
Clenny fought back tears.
Courtney Clenny has never offered any type of apology to them for what happened, for her taking their son's life.
Amazing. Satan is having a field day in the hearts and minds of human beings. He's having a field day. But you don't want to give that up. What the? Anger is good, you say. Who will I be if I don't have my anger? Who will I be? How would I defend myself if I'm not angry, resentful, emotional? I remember in the good old days when everyone knew that anger was a female thing and not a man thing. And now they have convinced men that anger is a man thing too. You need to be angry. You need to cry. It's hard being a man because y'all make men be responsible, and you tell men they should not cry, and they let these women convince them that they should cry, knowing that when you cry, you're lying. Prosecutors characterize the couple relationship as violent and toxic.
Prosecutors described the couple's relationship as violent and toxic, as seen in this dispute at a hotel in Las Vegas in 2021 that led to police being called.
My boyfriend and I just got into like a loud argument.
Another video shows a physical confrontation between them in the elevator of their apartment building in Miami. 2 months after the elevator dispute, Clenny fatally stabbed the boyfriend and ended up covered in blood. She claimed self-defense.
My boyfriend is dying of a stab. Baby, I'm so sorry.
I can't feel my arm.
Now, the final act in a boyfriend-girlfriend tragedy.
Courtney Clenny was sentenced to 6 years behind bars, but could be out in just 2 years because of time served.
Amazing. See how, according to this report, she was hitting them in the elevator? You don't defend yourself, man. It can go to that. Because it's a thrill when a woman is beating a man or a man is beating a woman. It's a thrill. And you make them want, like with any thrills, the first thrill is not enough. The second thrill is not enough. You got to do more and more and more, and you end up in this situation, what they have accused this woman of. Amazing, huh? You got to overcome your thrills. The thrills of life is not life. Thrills in life are evil. It's death. And you call it life. Oh, God, Satan is having a field day in the hearts of human beings. Human nature is pure evil. There's nothing good about human beings. Zero. And it doesn't matter the color, male or female, what you have or don't have. Human beings are wicked. And it's worse than words can even express. If you were to pay attention to yourself, what goes on through your mind and emotions, and then just kind of watch other people at a distance or when you're around people, just watch without judging, you'll be shocked at what you see. You will really be shocked. Let me go to Matt, a first-time caller out of Oregon. Matt, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Matt.
Good, good. I got a calling in because I need some advice. I moved in to an area. I lived here for quite a while, and I'm kind of having issues with my neighbors. And I went, in my opinion, kind of above and beyond trying to be friendly with them, just kind of live like normal people. I just keep having issues, and I'm to the point where I'm about to just move, and I don't want to. I'm calling in to get some of your advice.
What type of issues are you having?
The area where we live, there's not a whole bunch of parking. So everybody has kind of their designated areas to park, and they're constantly just, even though they have parking in front of their house, they'll still come and park in front of my house with like broke down cars and shit. Oh, my bad. Sorry about the parking, the cussing. But, you know, it's to the point I look over, I'm like, why are you parking in front of my house when you have parking available in front of your house? You know, it's just not cool. The other small things, they had issues like with their animals. The animal got out, bit somebody in my family. Over the time, it's not getting any better.
Are you white?
Yes.
And
I didn't want to bring that up.
Why not?
It's because I didn't want to make it a race thing. You know, I didn't want to have it come down to that, you know. Because when I first moved in, one of the other neighbors was having issues with them, and I was like, you know, look, I'm starting off fresh, and let's, you know, give everyone in the neighborhood a chance.
Are they black?
Yes.
So the people you're having troubles with are black people and you're white?
Correct.
What made you move into a black neighborhood?
No, it's not a black neighborhood.
Oh. And
so I didn't realize it until after I moved in that the people, it's a Section 8 house. Everyone else on the whole block has bought their house, but the house that I moved next to was a Section 8 house. So they're the only ones on the whole block that's not buying a house.
Oh, so the Section 8 house is the black home?
Yes.
Amazing. And everybody else around there buying their home?
Correct.
And so when you talk to them about not parking in front of your place, what do they say?
Well, they're more respectful kind of with me. There's only, I think the dad comes and goes. I don't think he's there all the time. The mom is constantly there. The mom's been there. She's always there. But they're pretty decently respectful of me. They're more kind of lippy with my wife when I'm not around. They'll say, you know, rude things to her. But yeah, they don't care. You know, like they know that, like they parked there before and we're like, why do you guys keep parking here? Like park in front of your house. You know, like we have just enough room because if they park in front of our house, then I have to go park in front of someone else's house. And it just, you know, there's enough parking for everybody if they just park in their own areas.
So let me ask, Matt, so you live next door to some black people that live in a Section 8 home, and they're parking in front of your house. You went and you had a conversation with the husband and the wife about that?
No, the husband, he's hardly, I've only seen him a couple times.
And so
I hardly ever even see him.
Who parked in front of the house, the wife or the husband?
It's probably the wife, because she's the one that I know at least works. She's the one that's like working every day, so it's probably her. But, you know, I get up and gone. I'll be gone for work, and when I come back, you know, that's when it's, you know, there. It's usually after, you know, at the end of the day when everybody's coming home from work to try to find somewhere to park, that's when it happens. You know, in the morning time, it won't be there. We'll leave, it won't be there. But then when we come back, and if the car was a decent running car, it wouldn't bother me. But it's like fucking broke down. It doesn't run. It's just sitting there. You know what I mean? It's just taking up space. It should just go. But, yeah, it shouldn't be there.
And so you've never had an opportunity to talk to the husband about it?
No, before in the past when I would see him more and he was around more, I would talk to him, but that wasn't really an issue at the time of them constantly doing that. I think that slowly over the time, our relationship kind of started to get worse, and there's a point now, it's just they don't really care. They'll just park there. But yeah, we've said things to them. You know, they won't. They don't move it. It's just what it is. So, I've talked to a couple of people, and they're like, pretty much, you're probably going to have to move. And I, you know,
are you buying your home? You're buying it?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you called the police to have their car towed away from your place?
Well, where we live, there's like real strict. They come around. There's like a parking meter, and he comes around, you know, at least a couple times a month, and he goes around. And if your car has bad tags or it's parked the wrong way, they'll put tickets on it. So, like, those people have come and they put multiple tickets on their cars, and it doesn't seem to do anything. So, yeah,
Matt,
they've come. Yeah.
Hold on, Matt. Let me take a break. The hate news with the anchor baby. It's coming right now. One more hour to go, and I'm coming back to your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Second hour, Manhood Hour went by like a flash. We got the third one coming right up. Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't go anywhere. Callers 888-775-3773. We were in the middle of those Trump plane switch details. that were emerging, and especially with the president's own confirmation about this security operation that happened last month. It was July 8th in Ankara, Turkey, and he publicly boarded this older Air Force One plane in full view of the cameras, waved and went inside. According to multiple reports, the president and the president's comments on Tuesday that was a ruse. It was merely a clever ruse. Moments later, Trump and a few aides secretly exited the plane on the opposite side, climbed into an elevated catering truck, and were driven across the tarmac to a smaller military C-32A aircraft, a modified Boeing 757. That jet then flew him covertly to Britain. The move was ordered by the Secret Service and the military after U.S. intelligence detected a credible Iranian threat, including a possible shoulder-fired missile near the summit. The original Air Force One continued as a decoy, carrying journalists, staff, and some senior officials who were not told the president had left. Trump confirmed the switch Tuesday, saying, "I go by Secret Service and the military. They wanted me to go in a different plane, a different flight. I just have to do what they say." He added that the plane he actually flew on may have faced greater risk because it would have been the more likely target. The operation has raised questions about the safety of those left on the decoy flight. The White House has not fully detailed how the passengers were later informed. And that's the latest on this security operation, which is now starting to dominate the headlines as a shocking story, you know? Shocking story. Call it a segue. They're giving ICE shock gloves, and it feels like they pulled them out of a cartoon, like a tool that maybe a cartoon prankster would use. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is planning to spend up to $20 million on gloves that deliver painful electric shocks. They're called GLOVE, Generated Low Output Voltage Emitters. They look like ordinary patrol gloves until an officer flips a switch. Then a quick touch to the skin delivers a sharp jolt meant to get someone to stop resisting. Usually in under 3 seconds, according to the manufacturer. No burns, no marks, just instant stop that right now energy. The devices are already in use in some jails and police departments. ICE wants thousands of them by next March. The company markets them as humane, low-optics de-escalation solution. Civil rights groups are less amused, calling it another easy way to inflict pain with little visibility. So yes, $20 million for high-tech gloves. Yeah, that's the kind of technology you need to use to be effective. You know? But Europe and some parts of the world are being treated to a rare total solar eclipse. It's sweeping across Europe, I think even right now, August 12th, 2026. The path of totality, as it's called. You see, the moon and the sun are round. Some will disagree. Some will deny that, maybe. But this roundness doesn't allow it to completely cover the Earth in darkness. So some parts of Iceland, Greenland, and Spain actually were receiving a darkness as the moon eclipsed the sun, while the rest of Western Europe and even some parts of America experience a partial eclipse. Millions are turning their eyes to the sky to see this. The moon blocked the sun along a narrow path of totality, sweeping across Spain, Portugal, Iceland, and Greenland. In northern Spain, including cities like León and Burgos, the total phase lasted up to 2 minutes, plunging midday into an eerie twilight as the solar corona became visible. Outside the path of totality, a partial eclipse was seen across much of the continent. From the UK, France, to Germany, Italy, and Scandinavia, the sun appeared as a glowing crescent. Clear skies in many regions allowed strong public viewing, with thousands gathering at designated sites. You could call this globe Earth propaganda, or you could be in Maine and see some of this partial eclipse yourself. Or you could chill out and watch the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Manhood Hour, coming right up.
Somewhere in the world today, got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning, and hi, y'all. You can get involved. You can get involved by calling. I would talk to Nate right here. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. The biblical question for those men and women who want to overcome the fallen state by knowing themselves. Did Jesus Christ desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus Christ desire mercy or sacrifice? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing anywhere in the world, we're on different time zones around the world. Somewhere in the world this day, it's already Thursday. Isn't that amazing? Bible Thumper Thursday in their country. But for us, it's still Manhood Hour on Wednesday. So, if you got to run around and do whatever you're doing, you can podcast the show and listen to it as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Life is worse without your mama.
Is that working out okay?
Yeah.
Yesterday, she was one of the top officials at the Mount Vernon Police Department. Tonight, Jennifer Lackard being walked in handcuffs out of Bronx Precinct. Police say Lackard's son opened fire on a crowd before fleeing in a car. According to sources, Lackard was behind the wheel.
Motherly love.
Don't be weird about this. All right, guys, this is a very vulnerable post for me.
Even though I know all of you will be.
So, if you're going through a hard time, then you're struggling. Just know you're not alone.
When she's crying.
Like, I know things will get better, but she's it's lying. Been really hard.
How come people with problems say to other people, I'm going through a hard time, Sarah. I'm letting you know just in case you're going through a hard time. How will your hard time or me knowing about your hard times is going to help my hard times? What the? Talk about ego, huh? You're going to tell me about your hard times, and that's supposed to help. What, I'm supposed to be feeling better now? Oh, I got these hard times, but this lady got her problems. Oh, I feel better now. What the? A spiritual battle. I want to go back to Matt, who lives in a neighborhood, and he white, and his neighbors are black, and they're a mess, according to Matt. They park in front of his house. Hey, Matt.
Yes, sir.
So, just to be clear, you have spoken to the man of the house and the woman about parking in front of your house, right?
No, I only spoke with the woman.
Why not speak with the man?
He's kind of hardly ever around.
But he is around sometimes, right?
Yeah, occasionally I'll see him. I mean, in like 1 year, I'll probably see him maybe 3 or 4 times. You know, he's not constantly around.
And how many times do you need to see him before you talk to him about the parking spot?
Well, I mean, next time I see him, I could talk to him about it.
But I don't understand. You have seen him. Why haven't you spoken to him about it?
I haven't seen him lately. That's probably why. But it isn't something that's been happening for a long time. So it just kind of started, and it's kind of starting to get out of control. So that's probably why.
And so it's the lady, the wife that's doing this, right? The black wife that's parking in front of your place?
I mean, I would assume, because she is there 90% of the time, but it's the cars are already parked by the time I get off work, so I don't really get to see who's doing it.
And so why not go, do you get off work during the day or night?
It varies, but usually in the afternoon time.
So why don't
like
you go
5-ish or so?
Why don't you go over there when you see the car and ask them, could they move and let you get your place, your spot, and ask them not to do it because a limited parking spot?
Yeah, you know, me personally, I haven't done that with the male. The woman I've talked to about it, my wife has talked to him about it. It's just something that I don't think is going to be resolved. You know, I that's why kind of why I was calling. I, even though things have been said, they know that there is no extra parking, but it's done intentionally. You know, like the vehicle that's there now is a broke down vehicle. So, you know, if they had all their parking filled up, I could see, all right, go ahead and park a vehicle there if you guys don't have anywhere else to park. But when you have places to park, like, you don't need to park there, especially if the vehicle doesn't run. So, yeah, that's, you know.
Have your wife been arguing with the black wife?
They have gotten to a little arguments. Probably about, I don't know, a month or two ago, their dog got out and bit someone that was over our house, one of our friends that was in the yard. They were all out there together doing yard work. And when that happened, it kind of set there. That was kind of the end, you know. After that happened, there was no more good communication.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It was nothing but bad communication after that, because in all reality, it was kind of ridiculous. They shouldn't have. If they're going to have a dog that's vicious like that, they should have had it contained. It shouldn't have got out. It got out and bit somebody. And in all reality, I was trying to calm the situation down. So I was like, look, you know, they wanted to report them. And I said, don't report them. It's only going to make it worse. You know, they're our neighbors. The lady, it wasn't intentional. You know, the dog got out. The lady didn't know the dog got out. And the dog's her responsibility. I understand. But if we report them, it's just going to make things worse. You know, we're already dealing with issues, so we didn't do anything. When that happened, we didn't do anything. It was just, verbal communication, and pretty much from that point on, ever since the dog bite incident, it's my wife can't communicate with. They don't communicate. They basically just look at each other with you know, the stink eye.
And so when the person was bit by the dog, have things got better? You told them don't report the dog. But why would you tell them not to report the dog? Somebody would have come and gotten that dog and put him in a shelter and had him killed or something.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because the dog wasn't a really, really severe bite. It was just kind of like a nip. You know, if there would have been blood or he would have had to go to the hospital or something, I definitely would have reported the dog. But, I just felt that it would have just caused more problems between the neighbors. It was a total accident.
More problems anyway.
Yeah. 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 And that's what I'm calling. You know, I try to do everything as fair as I can. I'm a fair, nice guy, you know, and
that's the problem.
I think so. You know, I think so. And
are you a nice guy?
You know, I don't know. I my family, they'll probably say I'm an asshole, but all my friends, they say I'm nice.
And so, what do you say?
I say I'm nice, man. I'm fair. With what's going on where I live, it's kind of fucking radical, you know? So you're on the air right now, man. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Sorry. That'll be the last one. I started listening to you probably not a long time ago, maybe within the last year. I stumbled upon it. Hey, listen to this guy. He's making some good points, you know?
What's your question for me?
Well, I've lived there maybe 5 years. If this doesn't, I don't know much about Section 8, but I don't know if they're going to constantly stay there and be there forever, or if maybe it's the best thing if I just start to find somewhere else to live.
So let me ask, and your question for me is what?
Kind of like, should I just plan on moving or putting up with this or, you know, trying to maintain the relationship?
Oh, okay.
What would be my...
Here's my suggestion. Do what you want. But let me ask,
can
they legally park where they are parked in front of your place?
No. Like, right now, the way that they're parked in the opposite direction, and they can't... Your vehicles have... If you have a broke-down vehicle where I live, it can't be parked on the street. It can only be parked in your driveway. So if you have a broke-down vehicle...
Could they legally park in front of your place? Is it illegal or legal?
It's legal to park there if they park their vehicle in the right direction, and it's not broke down and it has legitimate tags, then it's legal.
Is it legal or illegal to park there? Yes or no? Which one?
I mean, it's legal to park there if you park right.
Okay. So there's no sign or nothing that says no parking or this spot belongs to Matt or anything.
No, right? There's nothing like that.
So they're not breaking the law.
They do break the law when they park the wrong way, but parking there is not illegal. It's more of a respect thing.
Hey, Matt, they're not breaking the law by parking there, right?
Not technically, you know, they're not breaking the law. I mean, maybe like some violations, but, you know, not like any laws that are important.
Matt, are they breaking the law by parking there?
No.
Okay. Here's what I recommend. You've spoken to the wife about... You have spoken to the wife, but not so much to the husband about it, right?
Yeah.
I would recommend, without anger, you speak to the husband about it, ask him, can he make sure he and his wife not park right there in front of your house because you need the space? And do it without the anger. And then once you do that, then I would stop being angry about it at all, have nothing to do with them, no more communication, nothing. Be done with them, but don't be angry so you can see your way out of this situation.
All right, I like that advice.
Because if they're legally parked there, there's nothing you can do. But if you go to the man and ask, could he and his wife not park there because you need the space right in front of your house, you and your wife need it. And then once you do that, if you just stay away from the anger, don't get mad, you will see your way out of this situation, and it would be amazing.
Amazing. I like it. Yeah, I was listening yesterday when your cousin called, and I really liked that phone call. It kind of affirmed how genuine you guys are.
That's my cousin, Ma.
Yeah, and he had a difference of opinion of you. And you look at you guys sat there, had a phone call. You guys love each other. You don't have to, everyone doesn't have to have the same opinion to be able to communicate, debate. I was just teaching this to my kids last night. When you have issues, you have to be able to talk about it. And if you can't, you're not going to get anywhere.
That's right. That's right.
So, and that I really liked it. When he called in and he was against Trump and you stood your ground, he stood his ground. And it just shows this is, you guys are real. This isn't, you know, you're not fake people.
And this cousin, we're like two peas in a pot. We really grew up being really good friends, cousin, first cousins and friends. And so it doesn't make sense that people argue over disagreement. You have a right to have your opinion. I have a right to have mine. And neither one should be mad at the others about it.
Yeah, I mean, this is why people debate. And a lot of the, like when I started listening to you and kind of following along and, you know, paying more attention to you and, you know, there's a lot of stuff I agree with what you say. There's some stuff that I don't agree, but it's not enough. You know, they say if you can agree with 70% of someone, they're an ally. They're not an enemy. You know, that other 30%, that's up for debate. You know.
Did you forgive your mama?
I enjoy listening to you.
You forgive What's your that? Mama?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally forgive my mom. I didn't grow up with money. We grew up poor, and they struggled, and it wasn't the best, but they always stuck together. They always kept a roof over me and my brother's head the best way they could. And they weren't the best parents, but it was different times back then. So,
did you go to your mother and forgive her?
Oh yeah. I've talked to her multiple times. I told her how much I love her. I forgive her. And, there's nothing that I would change. You know,
Does your wife obey you?
Yeah, for the most part. For the most part. Every now and then she gets wild hair I got to deal with, but.
Okay. Amazing. Well, because of time, Matt, I recommend you talk to the husband and ask him, you know, could you and your wife leave the space there because we need the space to park there. And then be done with it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, be done with it. Don't get angry and frustrated because if you get angry, you will make the wrong decision.
Well, that's one of the main things that I've gotten from listening to you is trying to just not have anger, trying to deal with the anger, and it's helped. I think that's one of the main is really important. And yeah, I appreciate it. Appreciate the info, Jesse. I know you're short on time. I'm gonna try to call back in and you know talk with you more.
All right,
I really like talking to you.
All right. I wish you well with this situation.
Thanks, Jesse. Have a good day.
You too.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse, let me go to William out of California. William, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, William.
I know you're doing well.
All is well, William.
Hey, I can actually take my time, even though I know there is time. I took the morning off, so I don't have to worry about work at this point.
Speak up a little bit, William.
Oh, sorry, I'll use my outside voice. Is that better, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So I'd like to answer the biblical question, both of these questions, the one before and this current one.
Did Jesus change my mind a lot. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice?
Mercy.
And why do you say mercy?
I believe he was, in Matthew, he was quoting the prophet Hosanna, where God required of all people, because remember, Jesus can only say what his Father says, for us to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before your God. And so he actually also wanted obedience and not sacrifice, because the sacrifice was for when you fall short. It was a way to feed the priests back then. But since Jesus came and fulfilled the law, he was trying to prove that it could be done, and that they were being led astray by the Pharisees, that we could not do it. And Jesus says you can. You just got to, the kingdom of God is from within.
You said that sacrifice was what?
The sacrifices that they were doing in Israel, because the blood was running so thick because of all the sins and all that, God didn't want them no more because they were meaningless. People were just doing what they want, and then were just doing the sacrifices, killing all these animals, which is what allowed
them
to...
So it was Hosea, not Hohannah, right?
Sorry about that. I think you're right. So yeah, there was both Hosea and Micah, both of those
Hosea,
prophets.
Not Hohannah.
Prophets.
Well, I appreciate that, William, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
All right, man. Shout out. Hey, can I shout out to Maze? Beautiful Maze.
Maze. Shout out to Maze.
All right.
Happy Man History Month, William.
You too, Jesse.
All right.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, Happy Man History Month. You are on the air.
Happy Men's History Month, Jesse.
Thank you, Brandy. Amazing.
Hey, I was calling just to tell you that a hurricane is heading straight for us.
A hurricane is headed for Hawaii?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to hit us head on, which I've never dealt with before.
And this is the first time this happened, that it happened in Hawaii?
For head on, for me, yeah. I don't know if Hawaii's ever been hit head on.
What does head on mean?
That means the eye is going to come right over us, it looks like.
Oh, and this is going to happen today?
This weekend. It hits Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
And so do you have shelter to go into?
I got my house.
are you able to go under, down in the basement?
No, we don't have a basement.
And so what are they telling you all to do?
To prepare. I guess tie everything down.
Oh.
Tie everything down and get ready for the crazy ride. I'm trying not to get into my thoughts and get all worried and just have a wait and see.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to do. You don't want to worry. You won't see how to really protect yourself if you start worrying.
Yeah. It's kind of exciting a little bit.
Is it exciting?
It's exciting.
Did you say you're excited about the hurricane?
A little bit.
Why?
Because my ego.
Oh. So you're excited.
Yeah.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away from me. So you're excited. Well, I wish you well. Be safe.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully everything goes well.
Maybe it won't hopefully it won't even make it. Sometimes they say they're coming, and I'm not telling you not to buckle up and be aware, but hopefully it won't make it there.
Yeah, it happens a lot. It just happened. There was one heading our way that just fizzled out.
Right.
And that's what everybody keeps saying, but I have a feeling this one's going to actually hit. We're going to get something out of it. Hopefully it curves and doesn't hit us straight on and kind of veers to the side.
Yeah.
There was a time that it was 50 miles off the coast and it was still pretty bad.
Amazing. Well, be careful and don't get a thrill from it. Brandy, what the?
I know. I'm trying not to. I'm not. All right. You don't have much time, so I'll call you later.
Is that it?
Yeah, I just want to tell you there's a hurricane and pray for us.
Yeah.
You wish us well.
I wish you well. I really do. And be safe. Hopefully it won't make it all the way there. It may fizzle out, as you said. But be safe just in case.
Yeah, I think you guys will probably hear more and more about it as the weekend comes.
Are you still homeschooling your son?
Yes.
How's that going?
And it's amazing. It's great. I'm not doing anything. Like, I'm not doing any kind of therapy either. And I'm just letting him take his time and learn himself. And I've noticed that he has had less meltdowns and he seems way more happy.
Right on.
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
I actually should call you and talk to you more about that, because learning about autism, I actually realize this is the right way, that it's better for him. He absorbs more. Like, he takes in more. And like autism, if you push too much on them, they shut down and they don't take it in.
Yeah.
So I'll call you back on that more later.
All right.
Since we're at the last hour.
It's always best to homeschool your children if you can rather than public school. People who send their children, whether autism or not, people who send their children to a public school, they're doing it because they hate the children. They don't want to be bothered with them. And they don't really care at all, even though they may show up and yell at the school board and all that. They truly don't care about the children at all, because if they did, they would homeschool their children rather than sending them to a public school.
Yeah, I'm really glad I did this. I actually just remembering in my childhood, because I found out that I'm autistic, and we take in the lights and sounds at the same time. So every day when I was a kid, I was coming home taking hour naps to 3 hour naps. My brain was in burnout, and I didn't know that was autism. The school lights in the classroom and all the sounds and the kids talking at the same time. We take that in all at the same time, all the sounds, and it overloads our brain to where we can't take in anything else. So it prevents us from learning.
Amazing.
So it's a blessing that I noticed that homeschooling is way better for autistics.
How old is your son now?
He's 8.
Okay. Right on. Well, I wish you well with that, and be careful in case a storm comes.
We are going to hunker down. We just need some prayers.
Right on. Thank you, Brandy.
All right. Love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Love you too. Appreciate you. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Couple of quick super chats. We got Jim in Alaska, who actually sent 10 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships. Congratulations to those who received those.
Thank you, Jim. Amazing. All the way from Alaska. Thank you, Jim.
Pastor Shadley donated a whole bunch of gold pills. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Pastor.
Says Satan called back this morning and ran. Amazing. It's Mark 10:18, caller. You spent all that time in the Word and missed that one, huh?
This is so, Pastor Shadley, it's so interesting to me that anyone would believe that anger is good, that resentment, emotions are good. Knowing that, look at your life. Anyone has anger has a miserable life, but they call that misery life. And they are so in love with evil. They say, well, Jesus was angry, and they justify thinking that Jesus had the same nature that they have. It's mind-blowing, but there it is. Thank you, Pastor Shirley.
Amazing. Nick LaBoy with a rumble rant says, you know you're crazy when you go onto social media to boohoo and cry for strangers to see. And what's even more sad about this is men do this too. What's up with the water? Society has gone crazy.
I rest my case. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric with some coffee says, anger is evil. You'll never get apple juice when you squeeze an orange.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you.
Fazul says, TV has gone from the news to the snooze.
TV. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that anchor woman that was sleeping on the job.
That's right.
Amazing. I got to stop right there. Stretch office on pules.net. Thank you all for your support. We will finish the super chat when I come back. Back in a moment. To the days of old.
Back to the days when all the things we knew were made of gold. As the world moves on, time sings a song.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back. The No Hake Report today. Hake is out again, but he's still working. Even with the beta. The Anchor Baby is here at 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's normal time. 11 a.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 today. And then after the American Anchor Baby, Punchy.tv with Bill. Punchy.tv with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. You can call in. Brand new episode live. You can call in. You can podcast. I mean, you can super chat with Bill at 2 p.m. today. It is Wednesday, and every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, so don't miss it. And don't forget to donate. Support us. You can mail it in, check a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to P.O. Box 350-90 LA, California 90035. P.O. Box 350-90 LA, California 90035. Or you can call the 800 number and make a donation there. 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Or you can go to JLPTalk.com. JLPTalk.com. And last but not least, or you can scan the QR code. You have no excuse. What the? And I do appreciate your support. Thank you for helping us to help others. And it is tax deductible, 501c3. Amazing, huh? And don't forget, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday. We played that already. But get ready. Today, though, is busy. Except for the Hake Report. And hold, keep Hake in your prayers. Pray for Hake. For healing. Uh-huh. And those who pray to Mother Mary, tell Mary to ask Jesus, to ask God to heal the Hake Report. Those who pray to Mother Mary. What the? I want, before I go to the caller, I've been wanting to, wanting to give this to you all week. And I've just been so busy trying to get your calls in and your stupid jazz and deal with real, you know, other issues as well. CBS is reported out of Colorado that an Aurora police officer has been charged in a fatal shooting of a man after the case were referred to a grand jury convened by a so-called district attorney, Amy Patton. Nine News, CBS, Colorado. Watch this.
Welcome back. We do have some breaking news to get to here. A grand jury has indicted an Aurora police officer for shooting and killing Rajon Belt Stubblefield. The shooting happened last August at 6th Avenue in Billings. Police say they pulled over Belt Stubblefield, a black man, for speeding and a suspected DUI. Body camera video showed an Aurora police officer approaching his car with a gun. Belt Stubblefield, we can see, get out of the car, throws a gun into nearby grass as the officer pushes him to the ground. The officer told him to get on the ground and then punched him in the head. Eventually, the officer fires three shots. A grand jury indicted Matthew Neely last week. Court records indicate that he's facing charges for second-degree murder and reckless manslaughter.
The grand jury returned a true bill charging Mr. Neely with one count of second-degree murder, a Class 2 felony, and one count of manslaughter, a Class 4 felony.
Now, this does not mean the officer is proven guilty, but it does mean the case will move forward with a trial.
Amazing. Now, according to this video, the black guy appears to be totally in the wrong. And the white police officer appears to be doing his job. Now, do you believe me when I tell you that if this is true, that white people are under genocide? You can't even do your job. This is how it is in the UK. The black guy appears to be fighting with the cop and everything. And the cop is to blame if this is true. My country is gone. It ain't coming back. The end times have already happened. When the man widow learned of the indictment on Sunday night, she said, all I could do was cry. CBS Colorado.
When Belt Stubblefield's widow learned of the indictment Sunday night,
all I could do was cry because he's not going to get away with it. And he doesn't just get to take away my future plans.
Too often, as we've seen, when an officer kills someone, it's swept under the rug by an elected district attorney instead of presented to the community to make their decision.
Here, a grand jury representing the community decided the shooting deserved further scrutiny. Is this indictment a measure of accountability to you?
It is. It feels so big. I understand that it is not a conviction, but it is so big. You need to answer to it. Whether your answer is accepted or not, you have to answer for it now.
So it doesn't matter if it's true that the husband or boyfriend, whatever he was, the husband, was fighting with the cop and not following the order of the cop. That doesn't matter. They say he had a gun. That doesn't matter. But all she can do is cry. All I do is cry. No more loneliness. Oh, I should be happy. When she left, all she can do is cry. My heart's so empty, I should be happy, but all I do is cry. No more laughter. Ooh, I should be happy. What the? She's happy. Amazing, huh? If you think that's bad, all I can do is cry. Have you ever served a bunch of black people food, a breakfast in your cafe, and they ate pizza according to the story, and they left without paying the bill? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. WKMG is reporting on July 12th, a viral dine and dash at an Orlando restaurant has exploded across social media. The diner says a family walked out after a $300 breakfast bill. Why this?
The video's been viewed and shared hundreds of thousands of times. You can see two adults and some children walking away from their table in a pretty nonchalant way, but they apparently never even asked for a check. I'm News 6's Mike Valenti, your Orange County community correspondent, and now that viral video is part of an investigation by the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
Based on what you saw, I mean, did it seem like their intention the whole time was not to pay?
100%.
100%, yeah.
I'm definitely not even on the fence about that.
Diane and her son Anthony own the restaurant called At the Diner.
How's everything, guys? Good? Awesome, man. Enjoy.
Last Sunday at the Universal Boulevard location, a table of seven was in for brunch.
He's now eating food from somebody else's plate. I guess that's how much he enjoyed the food.
We can see the man and the kids all walk out. A minute or so later, the woman follows suit.
Amazing, huh? What type of example is that for the children? They see their parents, if this is true, they see their parents going into a cafe, peeking out, and they're not paying the bill. Getting it up and leaving, both are fat as a pig. What the? The owner noticed the group left without paying. Oh, we don't have that. Okay, we don't have that one, folks. I'm sorry about that. Darryl, why don't we have that? This ain't been here for a while. But Darryl, I thought he can't find it. Why is Derek just sitting there like that?
You mean Kurt?
I mean Kurt, not Derek. Not Derek, the white boy, not the black boy. You don't want to play it, Kurt?
But they never asked for the check.
They never got the check. The server was making drinks for another table.
But employees realized, wait, these people left a phone number at the hostess stand when they were waiting for a table.
We immediately start texting and calling them. Ignore, until finally I said to them, I'm reporting it to the police, and we're going to post this. Then we got a reaction, but the reaction was, like, gloating, like, I don't care, you'll just make me more famous.
And on Tuesday, The owners called the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office report includes a breakdown of everything they ordered when they sat down at one of these tables. 3 2-egg combos, 1 loaded grits, 1 Dubai chocolate stuffed waffle, and the list goes on and on. In the end, with gratuity included, the total cost came to $298.47.
Wow. They don't care about, according to the lady, all you're doing is make me famous. We ain't paying no bill. What the hell? We black. It's slavery. This is black excellence. What a mess. What's wrong with the blacks? Following the media attention and the environment of the Orange County Sheriff Officer, the bill was eventually paid over the phone.
But get this, shortly after our interview wrapped up,
Maria, how are you?
Anthony told us the man and woman called to pay over the phone.
Yes, I paid the bill, yes.
And we were able to get a hold of this man, who insisted he wanted to do a Zoom and publicly apologize for bailing on the check.
I'll send you right now. Okay, bye.
Still waiting.
But he ended up bailing on us.
Well, why do you think that video resonated with so many people and circulated so widely and quickly as it did?
Can I be honest? I honestly think the reason for it is because of they did this with children.
On top of having the bill paid, Diane and Anthony also want a public apology. We'll see if they get one.
I doubt it. Maybe. What a mess, huh? And it's going to get worse. Not all, but black people have been told they're not wrong. Poor you. It's slavery. It's Jim Crow. It's racism. It's this or it's that. And they hate you for that. They hate your weakness. And it's just making them worse because they hate the weakness, and the weakness is and the hatred of the white folks' weakness is bringing out the worst in them. They don't care about you. They have no love. What a mess. And it's gonna get worse. If you doubt me, and I've said this 1,000 times, 200,000 times, look at South Africa. The white people over there gave up everything and moved to the farmland. And the blacks took over, and then they start shouting, death to the Boer. Death to the Boer, right, Nick? Is it called Boer? Yeah. And they go out into the farmland now. And they rob the whites. They kill the whites. They rape the women, according to the reports. In the UK, same thing. Except for there's a lot of Muslims doing that over there, too, according to the report. And now it's happening in America. And one other quick story, then I will get to your calls here. But we need love in our country. We are a Christian country. And there's no love. Starting in the homes, there's no love. I want to show you this video where a Charlotte man says that his car was shot up. This is from WBTV. A Charlotte man says he's lucky to be alive after driver shot into his car around a dozen times on Wednesday morning. Watch this.
I talked to that victim over the phone this morning. He says he's lucky to be alive and has the pictures to prove it. This photo shared by the victim shows around a dozen bullet holes in his SUV. He says he was driving to get snacks for his grandkids, who fortunately weren't in the car.
It's just a blessing, period, that he didn't get hurt or anybody wasn't hurt.
Quentin Presson lives just off this University City intersection. He didn't hear the gunshots Wednesday morning.
That is terrible.
But saw the aftermath.
I was a little shooken up. She was shooken up. So we're all sitting here like, what could have happened? It's pretty scary out here, especially with if it is a case of road rage. That's very scary to hear because you never know how anybody could react.
The victim says this all started as he was driving up Back Creek Church Road. He says somebody behind him started getting aggravated. He thinks maybe because he was driving too slow. Well, it all unfolded here when they reached the red light. That's when he says that person behind him pulled out a gun and unloaded. The victim tells us he saw the man driving erratically and making hand gestures, but never predicted this. Miraculously, he wasn't struck. We asked CMPD about this case. Right now, it doesn't appear anyone's been arrested, as they call this an active investigation.
Amazing. When you see the car, we showed it there, that person must not have been a good shooter. Because they had bullets all over the car, but it didn't touch the driver. What the? Somebody can't shoot. Thank God. by the way. Road rage, they call it. Anger. You still believe anger is good? Okay. Children, innocents, are destroyed because the mothers are angry. And they destroy the innocence of the children, causing the children to become angry. And this is what you grow up and become. Unless somebody say, hey, you got to go and forgive and overcome mama by forgiving her. Black people, white people, Chinese, Japanese, oh, Mexican, Filipino, Puerto Rican, whatever your culture is, if you want to be free, you got to drop that anger. You got to drop that anger. But it's up to you. You believe anger is good. You believe Jesus. You believe Jesus is, and can you be in a blind in that? It's like people believe Jesus is God. Blind. But whatever. Though Jesus said, you and I are brothers. What I own, you own it. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Couple more super chats here. And we'll go to Red Smurf, who actually sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships. Congratulations to those who received.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate that.
Red Smurf says, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amazing. Thank you.
With another super chat, Red Smurf says, God bless you, Jesse. Please shout out to, oh, I already read this one, to his son.
Yeah.
About the BLM.
Oh, thank you.
And a coffee from Hake. James Hake
of the HakeReport.com
says the first caller lady Wednesday found all the places that the Bible justifies her anger, but conveniently left out all the ones that warn against it in all her hours of study the day before.
That's a good point. And she like, Jesus was, and God was real mad.
That's
real
right.
Angry. What the? Oh, but praise the Lord, brother. Amazing. Thank you. Hake of the Hake Report. That's a good point, too.
And I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Yeah. I want you to know, less is more, and more is less. I want to encourage you all, you got to take control as adults. There is a real life and another way to live. But you got to do it from within. Live from within. All who live from without are dying. You're dead. Your eyes are open, but you're barely breathing. You even pray to a God that you don't believe in. Christ said, it is finished. It is done. And the kingdom of heaven is within. But you're not going to get into that kingdom until you admit that you're wrong for being angry. You got to confess your sin. My heart is evil. I gotta forgive. I'm wrong. Go and forgive your mothers and your fathers, and things will change. You will enter into this kingdom from within, and you start growing from there in perfect love. Men and women around the world, doesn't matter what you have or don't have, what your title is or not, you can be free, but it's up to you. You need love. And love come from above, not below. I am so out of time. No hate report today. I recommend you do the silent prayer. Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. The Anchor Baby is coming up next. Not next, but at 11 a.m. Not next. No hate. And at 11, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. And then the Punch It TV with Bjorn at 2 p.m. And thank you all for your support. And to the callers, I know you're there, but I just got we're out of time. I tried to get to everybody. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord, I'll see your faith. He's drunk as a bastard. Take care, folks. Amazing.
Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You ain't standing to lose. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.